a legend has joined us as well, Damien Oliver, who's going to say a few words about a good mate and Glenn Voss, who is hanging up the saddle today. Ollie, what does Vossie mean to you?
Oh, he's just been a great competitor over so long. And, you know, I've, in my 30-plus years of racing, I've never seen anyone been able to just execute and be so in the moment and not let the occasion get to him in a big race like Bossy. Probably the only one other one I can think of is Jim Cassidy, but he's able to his ability to execute on the biggest stage and the biggest moments and do it for 30 years plus is just a true testimony of a champion.
He turned lariness into an asset, didn't he? Like, we all know he's Larry. Like, I remember seeing him when he was always decked out in Lexus golf gear when he was nowhere near a golf course and things like that. So, but he some can channel it and others can't, but he channeled that into becoming a champion, didn't he?
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, he's a different character to me, obviously, but just his ability is extraordinary, and to execute those moments on the biggest stage every time, just to be able to switch everything else off. And, you know, those three rides on Mackay Bediva in the Melbourne Cup, extraordinary. He just bonded with that horse like I've never seen a jockey bond with a horse, and those rides just were, you had to see them to believe them.
And his exuberance, his confidence, there's very few people that can do it, but he talked the talk and he walked the walk. I mean, not many do it, but he did it. Over and over again.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, he wasn't afraid to make a big statement, and occasionally that would come back and bite him, but more often than not, he'd get it right. And he's certainly one that wasn't afraid to voice his opinion. And, you know, racing needs characters like that. And, you know, he has been a true champion of the sport for, you know, 30-plus years.
Bossy actually said he had a good chat to you either yesterday or the day before. And when we spoke to him this morning, he said he got as big a kick, if not more kick, watching what you did over the 4 days at Flemington Carnival and some of the achievements that he's been able to have done. And you and Bossy are probably the only jockeys now who know what you've been through, the pressure on the biggest days, those Melbourne Cup days. Did you talk about that at all? Do you share kind of a kinship in that respect?
We're probably just more discussed about, you know, obviously we're both in the twilight of our careers and you know, how, you know, I don't think any sportsman likes saying goodbye or letting it go. And it can be a little bit frustrating as a jockey when you know you've still got the ability to do it, but you're probably not getting the opportunities you think you can have. But, I mean, that's the evolution of the sport. We probably pushed someone aside when we were coming through, you know, and eventually at some stage you've got to say goodbye to the sport you love. But, you know, he can hold his head high that he's performed at the highest level right to the end of his career.
Speaking of saying goodbye, I can't imagine how many track work hours you spend in that little tower and cantering and galloping around the track here. What are you going to do with your time now? You do spend so much time at Caulfield. How have you felt about the last week or two here, and how does your week pan out now that Caulfield's no longer going to be part of it?
Yeah, well, I haven't been probably coming to Caulfield probably much in the last, certainly over the last spring carnival. My opportunities were probably felt drying up there a little bit, and I was getting great opportunities at Godolphin, so I thought it was my best interest to go and support those there that were supporting me. So that's where I shifted there. There's not too much sentiment in racing, you know. I found myself going to Caulfield and barely getting a ride track work. So, you know, I've gone over to Flemington, and it's really kick-started, got me going again. So, yeah, I have some great memories at Caulfield, you know, back with the Freedmans, Mick Price, and
do you remember when you first came over here and for Freedy? And that?
Well, I originally started at Flemington with the Freedies, and then they moved to Caulfield, and I did some work there for a lot of time. And I actually was a great track to ride work at, you know, very economical to work the horses. You'd get them done proficiently, and some great winners and some great horses have come out of here. And it'll be sad to see it go, because it has been such a successful training precinct. And I think we have to be careful in Australian racing that it's one of the few city tracks that had a tie to racing, you know, and racing seems to be getting pushed further out into the outer suburbs, and the people around the city are losing contact with horse racing. We have to be careful that we don't lose that, because it is one of the strengths of our sport that we really have in this country, and a lot of other countries don't have it.
Absolutely. Now, you're not going to spoil the party today on warning, are you, and knock Bossy off?
Well, I'll be trying to.
How do you find a chink in Spanish Mission, do you reckon?
Well, I think probably Caulfield could be his slight chink. You know, he seems to be a big galloping horse, but, you know, you can't deny that Melbourne Cup form. It does usually stand the test of time. There's been probably a little bit further gap between that race and this race this year, which probably helps him. But warning's in great form as well.
Yep.
And, you know, he's going to take some beating.
no big announcements, okay, in the next 12 months? We don't need any more big announcements.
Well, I'm not sure I'll be like Bossy. I'll just be retiring quietly. I'm more the quiet, shy retiring type, I think, yeah.
Ollie, great to catch up this morning. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys.
Damien Oliver, legend himself, saying some lovely words about Glenn Boss.